Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and happy Victory Tuesday. Let's go, baby! Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates, John... Bullied them in Baltimore.
They did it, and it was absolutely beautiful from start to finish. It was, I mean, going into halftime, it was the great game that we all wanted. And then in the second half, there were answers for everything, and the Lions did what no one thought they could do. Go to Baltimore, prime time, and beat Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. No one thought that they could do it. No one thought what you heard Dan Campbell say there, to be able to corral Henry and corral Lamar Jackson. Was it 7 sacks? Like, that is unheard of in Baltimore. If that happened at home, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, it's great. Yeah, you know, it's crowd noise. No, that was there. And all of the issues with the offensive line that, oh, hey, you can't go on the road. It's communication issues. 98 and a half yards. Absolutely beautiful.
The second quarter, you get the 11-minute drive. Holy grit. Down the field from their 2 to the end zone. And you also get the Stonewall stand at the goal line.
I hope you were, my voice was in your head last night. Because it's all
no more than usual.
What do I always say when somebody gets hurt or when you get the ball at the 2 or whatever? It just creates opportunity. It creates opportunity for 98 yards of offense. It creates opportunity for guards to be able to make a statement, for the Lions to be able to make a statement. The coordinators, I thought that was absolutely perfect for both of those guys. Hey, Calvin Shepard. You never called a defense before. You can't possibly be the right hire. Oh, they're promoting from within. They don't get Dennis Allen. They don't get a coordinator that's won a Super Bowl or coached at a Super Bowl or was a former head coach. And then all of a sudden, one of the toughest challenges that you're going to have with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, he aces it. And offensive coordinator, John Morton. Well, we are just, you know, are we more like the Green Bay game or are we more like Chicago? Well, we don't see the creativity. Well, did you see the creativity yesterday? There wasn't a whole lot of razzle dazzle, but what they did, they executed to a T.
3 fourth down conversions, including on the first drive of the game with the ball as a tone setter, including 4th and 1 in the red zone where you can't settle for field goals, including on one of the last 2 drives of the game to ice it. Jared Goff, not a little safe throw, but dropping it in the bucket to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like,
how accurate was he yesterday?
He had some big throws in the game. It's one of those, hey, if you look at the box score, you see he threw for like 202 yards. No, the throws this guy was making accurately down the field, challenging, got to have it spots, reliably on the road in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And we stress that in Baltimore, you bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, multiple 95-yard drives. goal line stand against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean,
John, I mean,
red zone, 4 of 5 attempts in the red zone, they come away with points. That is when you're playing against good teams and you have opportunities to put points on the board, you can't miss. You can't swing and then come up empty. They did everything right last night. And yeah, okay, 8 penalties, not great. And some of those penalties took away big plays. But you win time of possession. And what did I say yesterday? If you can keep that offense off the field, like, it doesn't have to be complicated. If they're not on the field, they can't score. 98 yards, 10 and a half minutes. And I know Baltimore comes back and they go right down the field and they score. But it does wear away at their rhythm throughout the course of the game.
Open lines. Ticket text flooding in. I'm on 3-4 hours of sleep, and I feel like I got 8. I'm in a great mood today. I think Lions fans have a ton to celebrate after last night. In terms of Dan Campbell's regular season games, this was arguably their best. Now, I'd probably put Minnesota ahead because it locked up a division title and a 15-win season. But this was impressive at basically every level of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket text, 248-539-9797. When the Lions tell you a game's personal, it means they're going to kick your ass. 2 years ago, what happened in Baltimore, a lot of these guys were there. A lot of them remembered.
Oh, sure.
Text. Guys, can we take a moment and appreciate Dan Campbell? That was his culture yesterday. We punched them in the face. Yeah, like, it's no doubt at the end of that game, 4th down, 3 yards, midfield. Well, you could pin him inside the 10 if Jack Fox can keep his ass on the bench. We're winning the game right now. Vintage Dan Campbell ball. Oh, and yeah. A lot of talk about replacing Ben Johnson. Ben who? You know, some of that's a nod to Morton, and some of that's an acknowledgement that this was Dan Campbell's offense all along. For anybody that doubted that, you've already highlighted Shepard. That's a tough situation. Baltimore, that two-headed monster. Lamar, after the game, his head's spinning. Like, what did they do? Well, they were spying some, and they dropped some, and they brought some, and they had 3 safeties at times. Lamar was flummoxed in the second half.
Well, and you saw the frustration continue to build. Like, I don't think they thought at all that this was a possibility. You saw the frustration on Lamar's face. Certainly, you saw it on Derrick Henry when he went to the sideline after the fumble. That's the other thing, is if you're going to win big games like this, you got to capitalize in the red zone, and you can't turn the ball over. What was one of the biggest deciding factors of putting that game away? It is the fumble.
Aiden.
It is, I mean, you turn the ball over and you give a potent offense. And both of those offenses can strike quickly. They can be very dominant. And you don't give Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry or that team momentum. You don't cut your drives short. You can punt every drive. Every time you possess the ball, it should end in a kick. Hopefully it's an extra point.
Yeah.
But if it's not an extra point, it's a field goal. If it's not a field goal, it's a punt. You don't give them extra opportunities. And that fumble, turnover battle, how many times do we say it? I go back to, it doesn't have to be complicated. You win the time of possession. You win the turnover battle. You win the battle at the line of scrimmage. And they did on both sides of the ball. You're going to win the game.
It was shot for shot, right? 7-7-7-7. It's 21 all, and someone's got to give. Lions felt unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to give. And I know they had the one drive where they dropped a couple interceptions. It felt like, God, you got to get the ball. The fumble at the end of the game is pivotal. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. The drives by Baltimore looked easy in the first half. Then you could see the adjustments. Shep was fantastic in this game, his finest hour.
So I know, let's go back and do some, you know, revisionist discussions.
Yeah.
Because, and Dan brought this up after the Green Bay game. I asked him, you know, about the defense, and or maybe you did. I don't know, one of us did. But it was, you know, the adjustments that they made in the second half.
Mm.
And it was, again, the adjustments that they made in the second half against, third quarter against Chicago. Like, it... This is where I think we're starting to see an identity for Calvin Shepard. His ability to shift on the fly, whether it's second half adjustments, second quarter adjustments. That's one of the things that might become. Now, it's only three games, right? I'm not going to crown him anything yet, but his ability to adjust on the fly has so far has been special.
We're getting a lot of this ticket text. Can we stop talking about trading for a pass rusher? I guess we are good.
How many sacks did Al-Quadin have?
Two.
Two and a half.
Yeah, and they had seven as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they are good. Maybe the football guys know what they're talking about.
If there was ever a test, the greatest would be against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean,
it's... The mobilest of all mobile quarterbacks.
And you get to him seven times?
Man, is this going to be fun today, guys. Mm. Phone calls, we'll get to you. It's 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now, through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today. Only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customer during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details. Based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H 2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on three national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Victory Tuesday. We got the open lines celebrating today. Makes week one a distant memory. They bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. Back-to-back weeks, the offensive line has hummed, and the offense has hummed. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, back-to-back weeks. Two 95-plus yard drives on the road against one of the best in the NFL. And John, might be Dan Campbell's best regular season win. I think last year Minnesota, where you clinched division, would
would probably be number one, but you could argue this if you wanted. Like, this was as dominant a performance. They sacked Lamar seven times. They matched them score for score. They were unrelenting. They would not yield, and they broke them open.
Yeah. I'd go back to kind of the game that felt like it really started it all, and I'm not even going back to the Green Bay game where you sent Aaron Rodgers on his way. It's the Kansas City game. In Kansas City, at Arrowhead.
Tougher place to play reigning Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, and it just, we know what happened that year, right? They go to the NFC Championship game, and they don't get it, and we thought, okay, wait, window is open. And I think last night was a statement that, you know, window here is certainly not closed.
Think about this. We had questions. The Lions have answers. How do you replace Ben Johnson? How do you replace Aaron Glenn? How do you replace Frank Ragnow? We have questions. How are you going to get to the quarterback? We have questions. The Detroit Lions just gave you emphatic answers across the board. Check, check, check. Some ticket text. Dan Campbell rolling into the studio with his balls hanging to the wheelbarrow saying, "We're good right now." Signed, Chad.
Yeah. Quickly, guys. We got callers and texts here. I the word for the day is affirmation. I feel like what I watched last night was the first 2.5 quarters of the Dallas game last year. Only they were doing it against the Baltimore Ravens in their house. Haven't seen.
Is there somebody's birthday yesterday? Like, I mean, was it Lamar's birthday? Was it Derrick Henry's birthday? Maybe John Harbaugh? Like, we usually do put these performances up on somebody's birthday.
Well, the Lions make it personal, and they remember 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, it was Brian Branch's birthday when they lost 38-6.
I don't think I've seen a team very much since John Harbaugh's been the coach of the Ravens, and that's been a long time now, do that.
Did you
to
see
them
this?
In their place. I know Philly did it last year in a different way defensively, but they bullied them.
This was a beatdown.
I'd have to double check. I swear I saw this is the first time Baltimore's given up 200 yards since 2012, and it snapped like a 56-7 game streak with a sack.
Yeah.
Detroit was able to erase that front.
It was just a complete butt-kicking in some ways. I mean, they erased any doubts. Right? That they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, and correct. You look at, I mean, if you're going to go full, you know, stat nerd on this, 50% on third downs, that's always the goal. You go into a game and you say, we need to be at least 50%. Well, they were 50%. We know Dan Campbell's going to go for it on fourth down. They were 3-for-3 converting on fourth down. The rushing attack, 224 yards. If you put up that number against almost anyone, you're going to win the game because you win time of possession. You win all the little battles that matter in winning the war.
Brandon, Toledo, good morning, 97.1.
How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great.
Pretty damn good.
For me, you don't normally see that type of thing against Baltimore in Baltimore. I heard a stat after the game. I don't know what it was. I think it was Costa had pointed it out to it. I think it was they haven't given them any yards or rushing touchdowns since 2001. But my point that I wanted to get to last night was all about Calvin Shepard. In a couple of years, he could be up for a head coaching job, and this could be the starting point. I haven't seen Lamar Jackson look confused. Like, what is normally second nature to him, which is no reads there, go and take off. He didn't know when to take off and run.
He was hesitant.
There was a couple of times where his indecisiveness cost them and gave up 3 or 4 sacks, which you can point to great coverage. But he started getting in his own head to where there was a couple plays where I felt like if he just runs, they could make a play. But he didn't know what to do. I've never seen that with Lamar Jackson since really that his first year when he was learning how to develop as a quarterback. Calvin Shepard put on a clinic last night, and I'm telling you, if in a couple years when we're talking a potential guy who could be a head coach, this could be that launching point game that they look at the resume where it's like spotlight game. Detroit needed to have a good defensive performance. This was it. I'm doubt it. Very
Look,
impressed.
It's obviously early in his tenure as a DC. We got to talk to him at camp a couple years ago, and we were wowed by the person, not only like, you know, the coach, the person. Then you put that coaching tape out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's way down the road, right? And it takes a little bit longer for defensive guys to be able to get there.
Right.
That's why it took, that's why there was always this buzz about Ben Johnson, and then all of a sudden, hey, there's a little behind-the-scenes buzz about Aaron Glenn, and And obviously he ends up getting his job with the Jets. But yeah, it's that was – they made regular season Lamar look like postseason Lamar.
The stat I was referencing, Justin Rogers had it. Ravens have given up 200 yards rushing in just 9 times in their franchise history. Detroit's 224 is the most allowed in regulation since October of 2012.
Mm.
Statement made. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a driver is accused of stabbing a passenger in his car last weekend on the Lodge. Ended in an arrest and an emergency hospital visit. So it happened Saturday night. A 40-year-old man from Farmington Hills was driving. There was a 44-year-old Orchard Lake woman in the car as well. Got into some sort of an argument. I don't know what they were fighting over, but at some point, the woman threw a drink and a bottle of liquor at the man. From there, he responded by pulling out a knife and stabbing her multiple times.
Jeez.
Yeah, the man was arrested. The woman was transported to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injuries, which is the good news. Like I said, I don't know all the details of what caused the argument. Nearly a dozen families have filed a lawsuit against Huron Valley Schools, the administrators there, and an educational staffing firm, claiming that the staff failed to stop this substitute teacher's serial sexual abuse of elementary school-aged girls. Oh. So last year, this 62-year-old man, Timothy Daughtry, was pulled from his substitute teaching job at Spring Mills Elementary School. This is in Highland Township. After he was accused and also charged, you might remember, we did talk about him, of inappropriately touching 6 victims. They were between the ages of 9 and 11 years old. He was sentenced to a minimum of 10 years in prison.
Enjoy your time.
Yeah, after he was convicted earlier this year. Anyway, the lawsuit basically alleges that the district knew of his sexual abuse before they removed him from the classroom, because they say, we as parents went to you. We went to the administrators and we said, this is what's going on. This is what our daughters are telling us. And nothing happened. They also said they took their concerns to school board meetings and nothing happened. So the families are seeking $75,000 in damages. Huron Valley Schools has issued a statement on the lawsuit, basically maintaining that they are fully committed to the well-being of every student in their care. The family of Thomas Cooper, that's the little 5-year-old boy who died in that hyperbaric chamber in Troy, is now filing a $100 million lawsuit against those responsible for his death. So they've hired Figer Law, and Figer Law announced this big lawsuit on Monday. They named 8 defendants in the lawsuit, including the 4 people who were charged in criminal court. I mean, we all know the story, but Figer Law says that there were no warnings or stickers on this hyperbaric chamber detailing the high fire risk that it poses. It's also alleged that there were no proper fire emergency prevention protocols or any warnings regarding fire hazards in the room where he was being treated. And according to attorney James Harrington, Thomas's death should never have happened. Sad news for sure.
Yeah.
You might have heard this. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to airways tonight. ABC said in a statement that Kimmel's suspension was a matter of timing. They said that his comments were, quote, ill-timed and thus insensitive. He's expected to address the situation when he hits the stage, like I said, tonight.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, what did the Lions prove with that performance? It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can release a new Buick Encore GX or a stunning Buick Envista for just $199 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Everybody's feeling it today, baby. That's a Victory Tuesday. Good morning.
Yes, we're all very excited.
Yes, we are, John. Let's get right to the people. 248-539-9797. Heather hates that drop. Marcus.
I really do.
I know you do. Marcus in East Point, good morning.
Yeah, he still plays it. I know.
Hey, good morning.
What's good up? Morning, Marcus.
I guess we're good. Man, yeah, we're good. We're good right now. That was an amazing game. There's so many points. I think I was telling the screener, I think I'd steal your show by trying to point out everyone. The biggest thing for me was how physical they were and the adjustment they made at halftime to bring Derek Barnes to the defensive line. He sped up the game for the D-line.
He definitely was a part of the solution of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but it's certainly of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it seemed like they kind of came out of the nickel and went with a base and just put him kind of used him as a spy, but let him pick what side he was going on. And I don't know if it confused Lamar Jackson. He kind of looked a little dumbfounded and bewildered at times.
Oh, he absolutely
and
did.
A little bit frustrated for sure.
He did. The Lions did a lot different on defense. In terms of throwing different looks and not being in one thing consistently. John, they played three defensive tackles at times.
Mm-hmm.
A little beef up front, maybe just, hey, we're not going to get run on, and then the extra hangs, sometimes Barnes, sometimes Hutch, a collection of dudes. They threw it the kitchen sink at Lamar Jackson, and he was bewildered, I think was the word he used.
Yeah, I mean, when you're preparing a game plan, if you can limit Derrick Henry to only 12 carries and 50 yards – on those carries.
Force a fumble in there too.
Yeah, and it just, that is where you start to say, okay, well, okay, you want to take one of them out of the equation. You can't take them both out. You can limit.
I was going to say, they pretty much did.
Yeah, but I mean, Derrick Henry had the one, you know, he ran for 50 yards. One of them was 28 yards long.
On the opening Ravens drive.
Yeah.
So think about it. So from that point on, the wow, other 11, I didn't think about that.
The other 11 runs... He got 22 yards.
So from the second Ravens drive on, he had 22 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Kelvin Shepard.
Yeah. Well, Kelvin Shepard. Yeah. But I keep going back to, yes, great adjustment. Plays, the players are the ones that are playing the game.
Matt in St. Clair Shores. Matt, good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Fellas, and dear Lady Heather, how are we today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Absolutely. I'll make it quick. I mean, the O-line held their blocks. They made holes for Monty and Gibbs. Goff had his great moments on third and fourth downs. You can't overlook that. But defense, man. Shep and Al-Qadim Muhammad. It started off early, you know, with Shep having to read Lamar. But like you guys just said, that second half was just incredible to watch. In my opinion, that was one of the best games that the Lions have ever played under Dan Campbell. It was so much fun to watch. 7 sacks for, I think, was it 55 yards of loss on that. And then you held them to 85 total rushing yards on as a team. I mean, that's incredible. Muhammad was given an opportunity, and he rose to the occasion. My game balls go to Shep and Muhammad there, but it was an incredible game. It was so much fun to watch.
When you say it out loud, it's kind of like a fever dream. Wait, they held Henry to what? The team to what?
Yeah, well, yeah. So rushing, they held Derrick Henry to 50 yards. Lamar Jackson had 35 for a total of 85 yards.
You hold that duo to under 100 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. You sack Lamar, the most elusive, dangerous quarterback in the open field, 7 times. How about the goal line stand on fourth down, Jack Campbell?
Oh. It's just like when we talk about players that have to stand tall, and we talked about guards, we talked about, I mean, Derek Barnes, we didn't really talk about him a lot. And he was one of those players last year that they missed because he got hurt early in the season.
Good point.
He was an impact player last night. Jack Campbell, in year 3, has grown every single year, and we've kind of been waiting for those show-off moments. I've been talking about, I think he's been playing well and playing better. That was a show-off moment.
Yeah, I actually, last night in text with Jim, ripped Campbell earlier in the game for a play.
You know, so I didn't send it to you.
And then I apologized to after that play.
Like within like 10 minutes, it happened.
Yeah, and I think Campbell is more of a methodical play-by-play type linebacker. Captaining there's a transition from him and Anzalone that's happening right now. Barnes makes pop plays. Like, he made a huge play in Green Bay in week 1. He made that interception against Tampa in a playoff game a couple years ago.
It's a good point. He did help seal that sealed the game.
He kind of sometimes is invisible, but then he'll make that pop splash play.
On the subject of Jack Campbell, I just found this ticket text. I start it. Best game of Jack Campbell's career. Channeling his inner Jack Lambert, bloody taped face and all. Great win. The boys are back. Mark in Fowlerville.
John thinks he's better than Lambert, right? I'm just kidding.
Fit him for the gold jacket. Josh in Detroit.
Let it play out.
Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, man. Today is very, I consider today a very humbling day. I was not on the bandwagon because I was one of those week one people that wanted everybody to get firing. Today, just humbling. To see how the way we played, the way we reacted, play calling, I wanted everybody fired. I'm a believer again, and I should never have fell off from being a Dan Campbell, believing in Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, but it's just humbling. It was a great win. I called off work just to watch the game. I was on pins and needles to begin with, but it was great to see, and it just was a good win. And I can truly say that I believe again, and I think we are the team to beat in the NFC.
Well, Josh, I'll give you a pass because you're reacting as a fan. After week 1, there were a lot of fans that were on the same bandwagon that you were. We took calls about Holmes and Campbell, and it's a cautionary tale of don't overreact to one game, especially the first game of the season. And I also want to caution everybody, I don't want to be the wet blanket. We love the trajectory that this team is going. They are more like the team we saw against the Bears. There are some things that they got to clean up, but it sets them, and I know we've taken ticket text. We've talked about this you know, before we went on air. We all thought for through the first six games, if they could just simply be 3-3.
Survive.
There is a path now that we've seen what Cincinnati's like without Joe Burrow. We know what Cleveland is, and there's a cautionary tale there because we just saw what they did to Green Bay.
But in a good way, I think Detroit will not overlook Cleveland. They'll be ready for everything.
The trip to Kansas City, like, there's a path for them to get to the bye week at 6-1. Now, I'm not sitting here predicting that because, like I said,
this one only counts for one, but it opens up the path now for them to start way hotter than we ever thought. And then Ali McNeil comes back.
Yeah, but the other teams will make adjustments too. And that's what this league is. Remember, it's September 23rd, and I'm not trying to poo-poo anything. I think that was the best win of the Campbell era, to be quite honest, last night in a regular season game. I'm borderline stunned at what they've been able to do with the offensive line in 2 weeks.
It suggests that it wasn't a physical issue. It was mental. Breakdowns,
mental
MAs.
Experience.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the road, and that's their first experience of an environment like that. And it's more so for probably Mahogany, because I don't know. I didn't go through his whole college career to see where he's played, where he's not. But for Ratledge, he's been in environments where he can't talk to the center or the tackle.
Yeah, but the discussions we were having about the doubt of Graham Glasgow potentially being done.
Yeah.
And then taking for granted, I think, what we do sometimes with Mahogany and especially Ratledge is not doing stupid things. Not false starting. You're in a tough environment last night. You get the ball first. That's got 3-and-out written all over it because of some stupid false start by a young guy. And they're not doing these things. Like, you see that all the time around the league.
Growing up fast.
Yeah.
What you see in Otto Mahogany and Ratledge. Ratledge had a key block on the 72-yard David Montgomery run. So did Penei Sewell. They ran it to the right side. And sneaky on that play, if you watch the replay, watch Khalif Raymond, smallest dude on the field, come in and thud at the second level. Like, it's a culture with this football team. And, like, the call, Josh says, you know, I screwed up. I didn't. It's okay if you watched week one and were terrified at what you saw.
Sure.
And it's that much sweeter to see them respond back-to-back weeks and reemphasize and reinforce who this football team really is. What did they prove? We'll get some phone calls, some ticket text. Keep talking to Lions fans today. It's 97.1. Let's be honest. Nobody plans for a new roof. It always seems to come at the worst time. You haven't exactly saved up a fortune to pay for it, and the cost can feel overwhelming. That's why you need to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Not some fly-by-night company. They've built a reputation, 4.9-star Google rating, thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, and the customer care. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home. 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality. You can get the quality roof you need today without the stress of that big upfront payment. So, if your roof is leaking, if it's aging, if you're just ready for peace of mind, don't wait. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability. Never flinched, brought it to him. How good was Goff? Box score doesn't tell the full story, 202 yards, but he was dropping it in a bucket, including the 4th-and-3 at the very end, where he was precise.
Oh, you mean he put it in somebody's hands and they actually caught it?
Unbelievable, right?
That's what happens when you have a quarterback that is not concerned about, well, I've got to get a big pass play. I've got to be able to go deep. He was precise yesterday, and he was disciplined. He took what the defense gave him, especially on third downs. You look at that 50% completion or conversion on third downs, a lot of that is simply Goff looking off, you know, the secondary and then going to Laporta and being very accurate in very small windows.
They went 3-for-3 on fourth down. I mean, you knew they were going to go for it. It's who they are. It's their DNA. But they were critical. Opening drive of the game, you can't fall flat on your face. 4th-and-1 in the red zone, don't kick field goals. Baltimore did. Mm-hmm. Put them behind. And then at the end of the game, you could pin them deep. Sure, you could punt it and try to put them inside the 10. You don't want to give Lamar a chance to go win the game.
Or you could put them away.
Do it yourself. 248-539-9797. John, what did they prove with that game?
Well, I mean, all the narratives going into the season felt like they were confirmed against Green Bay. And now we asked the question, are they more like Chicago game or Green Bay game? Now we've got, you know, apples to apples that we're comparing. This is a road game. And offensive line. I'm not going to sit here and say they've gone from the number 15 offensive line. I don't know where people had them going into this game to a top three offensive line, but they're certainly in the top 10. And now it's going to be a matter of consistency. Can they do it? Can the guards continue to perform that way? Offensive, defensive coordinators, play callers. Could this offense be creative? Could it be, you know, as explosive as they needed it to be?
Well, week one, it looked stagnant and flat, and they were pitter-pattering with no explosives, no creativity. Dan Campbell was asked about pre-snap motion. It's like, where is all the fun stuff?
Yeah.
David Montgomery said after the game that he thinks this is the best offensive line in football for anybody trying to rank it. And they ran for over 200 yards against Baltimore, a team that hadn't given up that many yards in over a decade. They bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. That offensive line gave up zero sacks to a team that had picked up a sack in 57 consecutive football games spanning multiple seasons. The offensive line answered a lot of questions. John, what did they prove? They proved a lot. They proved that they don't need Ben Johnson. They proved that they don't need Aaron Glenn. They proved that Dan Campbell can reload. They proved that they're an elite football team. Mm-hmm. They didn't prove they're the Super Bowl champs, right? They can't define that in the regular season. But as far as regular season wins go, you're not going to find many better than that. It's at every level of everything this team does. It's nearly flawless. It's the quarterback. It's the run game. It's the offensive line. It's the pass rush. I would like to see him catch a couple of the picks in the secondary, but they clearly did enough to keep Lamar flummoxed and confused and befuddled and hesitant when he was trying to make plays happen out of script. This defense stepped up. This offense stepped up. If Bates hits a 67-yarder, that's the only thing that would have made it better.
Yeah. And everybody says, so, you know, when we talk about culture, well, why is culture important? Culture gets you through that first game, that first week where everyone is doubting you. Culture gets you to going to Baltimore and physically beating down another Super Bowl contender, a team that I had them number one going into the season,
preseason.
In terms of their roster, their potential. I thought this was the year for Lamar, Derrick Henry. We know how explosive and dangerous that offense can be. But you go there and you run for 224 yards. You dictate the tempo of the game. The entire game. Now, Baltimore's going to make some plays. They've got playmakers. But you dictate the tempo of the game, the physicality of the game. You take it to them in their house. That's where culture, identity, all of that stuff that Dan Campbell has preached since day one, where it matters most.
The 98-yard drive. I was like, why is Khalif Raymond not letting the ball bounce into the end zone? Now they got to drive. The 98-yard drive that spanned 11 minutes is the stuff of legends. Mm-hmm. On the road, methodically moving the ball down the field at a critical juncture of the game to take the lead.
So I'll ask the question, which is going to happen, I don't know, week 12, 13, if this team continues to play this way, when did you know this was going to be a good offensive line?
That drive.
When they had the ball on the 2-yard line and they went 98 yards and scored a touchdown.
Two different 95-yard drives in the game. I mean, it wasn't like a fluke. It happened repeatedly. The other thing that really reminded me of that game, Dan Campbell, when they were on Hard Knocks, did a speech with the team where he talked about deep water. Like, those two teams were toe-to-toe, haymaker for haymaker.
Yeah, drag them out to the deep water.
Drag them out to the deep water. We'll tread water. We're going to keep humming. One more drive until the other side's gasping for air. And Baltimore, they cried uncle, right? They get stuffed on a red zone trip. They settle for a field goal. What's Detroit doing? Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. No back down. Relentless. We're in the deep water. Can you keep up? We can do this all night. We aren't going to back down. Baltimore did.
And John Harbaugh, You could talk about how good of a coach he is, and you could talk about that organization and how, you know, everyone is chasing some of the standards that they've set. He's won a Super Bowl every single year. They're in contention for, you know, Super Bowl, all that stuff. But the one that kind of was behind the numbers of going forward on fourth down, the original, the OG,
it was him.
Was Jim Harbaugh, or was John Harbaugh?
John was doing it. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to the people on this. Damian in Farmington. Damian, good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Happy Victory Tuesday, guys. You asked the question, what do they prove? I think quite a few things, but the things that stand out to me, they prove that they can rush the quarterback. They prove that their window is wide open. They prove to me that they're a Super Bowl caliber team. And being honest, from what I see and what I see around the league, they prove to me that they're the best team in the league. Who's better? You like Philly better? You watch three games from Philly, you like them better?
I think Buffalo's got a hell of a case right now.
Yeah. The list is extremely small.
Yeah. But even Buffalo, Buffalo's... Who they play? They play Cleveland. Everybody's playing.
They beat
Cleveland.
Baltimore too.
Yeah,
they beat Baltimore too. They allowed 40 points. They were losing that game. They had to come back and win it, and they allowed 40 points.
Yeah, but if I'm doing Buffalo radio, I'm going to point out to you that the Buffalo Bills have one thing that the Lions don't: a zero in the loss column.
Yeah, but to Damian's point, yeah, I get that. That was in Buffalo. This was a game that the Lions went to Baltimore and did it.
You could say Detroit's performance against Baltimore was more impressive, and I would agree with you, but through 3 weeks, the Lions have a blemish and Buffalo's been perfect.
There was a clear top five teams entering the season. It was Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Philly, and then the Lions.
Yes.
But the Lions were always fifth. They confirmed last night that they're in the crowd, and Kansas City's probably out of it right now. I would still keep Baltimore in it. But Baltimore and Buffalo, the one flaws with both, they both give up a lot of points. And that, you know, they're in the other conference too. Yeah. So if you play, you only play one of them if you get to the big game.
Yeah. 6:35 tomorrow, power surge. It's going to be interesting to see where I rank those top three or four teams.
I was thinking about this because I think there are six undefeated teams. You rank six teams. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put all the 3-0 teams. For example, the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions each have a loss, and you could argue are two of the best six teams. So,
well, I think the Rams too, by the way.
Also the Rams. So you can only rank six in the power surge.
No. Stay tuned. Or tune in.
Okay. Lions won, right?
Oh, come on. It's his power surge.
We'll see.
He can do what he wants. We got the two grand slam coming up at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000 in 25 minutes. Phone calls after the update. Lions win. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.